Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And I'm Jason.
Our special guest today, Smitty. And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Hello, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in the world of mess.
And helping us feel better together because the Lord knows we need it.
Absolutely.
Every day. But anywho, how's y'all's week been?
I'll let our guest go first.
I honestly can't really complain too much. Around my way, it's been fine. We're getting warmer weather here, so people outside in their shorts and Speedos or whatever, so it's good.
Did you say Speedos?
Oh, yeah. We got this one guy. He's an older gentleman. I say pushing like 70. Jogging around the neighborhood. Real tight, like Hoochie Daddy shorts. And a Walkman. Like a straight up bright yellow Walkman with the over-the-ear headphones.
You shut the hell up.
I kid you not.
I love that for him, honestly.
I love that for him,
in a 50-degree weather. He out here.
Now, when it comes to Speedos, y'all ain't even got no beach. Do y'all have, like, water anywhere?
Yeah, we got water. They say we got some beaches here, but I ain't been to one. Now, a bit of news I probably should have got with you sooner to share, but I have someone who is actively trying to donate their kidney to me right now. And she is on her very last step of the donation process. And if her labs go well next month on the 27th, she can donate. Can schedule the surgery for as soon as 2 weeks after that.
Look at God. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Glory.
That is
glory be to God.
That is great news.
Don't you start. Don't start your shit.
Amen. It's like I have several people who come, you know, and try to donate, and you know, I appreciate every last one of them who even showed the minimal, you know, interest in, you know, my little old self. And I never really got too moved by the effort, other than, you know, I appreciate your interest, you know. But for it to be, you know, going this far and this well, it's a lot more real to me now. So I'm overall more excited than anything else. Hit my life back, you know.
So happy for you too. Super excited that you get to phenomenal. You're this close.
Yes,
this close.
Sorry, y'all. I'm good.
No, I get it. I get it. This lovely lady from my wife's church. She just said she felt it on her heart to, you know, give, and she met me like maybe twice. We've had very few words together, and she said, you know, she felt it on her heart to do so. Mostly based on the strength of, you know, my wife's interactions with her, because she sees her all the time.
Love that. I love that.
I'm happy. Yeah. People in your path for a reason.
I'm telling you.
This week has been a fun one. It's right on theme with this week's episode. So, yeah, I just really starting to see things differently, like a different... What I initially intended with taking this job is actually starting to happen. So I'm seeing the fruits of my labor grow, which makes me happy.
Why you keep making them old man noises?
Technically. Y'all, there's a filter on TikTok where it's like it gives you facial hair. And I was like, I just want to see. So essentially, I'm my dad. I have to send it to you. I already did it. Hold on. I'm going to send it to y'all right now. I'm going to drop it in the chat. Jason is going to get a real good key out of this because he knows my dad. The White
Refrigerator. My week was pretty good. Uneventful. I had some new music to get into this week. The new Gary Hilson album that I had been waiting on for forever now finally came out. I would give it an 8 out of 10. I liked it.
Not bad.
It was It was her sound. There was really only one song I didn't really care for all that much. It was still a good song. It's just not my, you know, just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But her regular, like, pop R&B sounding stuff and her awesomeness. So that was a pretty good something to look forward to.
Love that.
Yes. Now I'm just waiting on Coco Jones, which will be this Friday. And new Megan Thee Stallion this Friday as well. So
Say, I saw Megan this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Y'all already know how I feel. I ain't even gonna go further. So this week is full of optimism. Moving right on along, y'all been watching the news a little bit lately.
Top shelf.
A lot of stuff on the top shelf today.
It sure is. My grocery list. So we won't talk about Sinners yet. Because Jason hasn't seen Sinners. Here's what I will say about Sinners. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Ryan Coogler just really doesn't miss. And he's someone who really loves his craft, and you can tell it.
You can tell.
This year has been amazing. The last couple of years have been amazing for black cinema. A lot of originality. I've just appreciated the thought process of people actually like creating unique things. And then you look at like the background stories. So if you go on Spotify and pull up the music, because of course it had blues in there, so it's got my heart out the gate. So I found the soundtrack, and in the playlist is like little snippets of newspaper clippings from stuff that he studied in order to mm-hmm. create these characters. And I thought that was brilliant, and I think that's what creating is all about. So shout out to him. And I'm gonna say something real controversial. I know Jason hasn't seen it yet. I'm like one of 10 people who feel this way. I'm not mad at the Asian lady. Her crash out was valid. It was valid.
She kind of pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie. The way I would have Harriet Tubman that bitch upside the head with something blunt. But let's just say
we can't
idiot.
Talk about.
Yeah, this is like the most satisfying movie I've seen in a very long time, and satisfying on like every single level.
Yes,
that's all I can say without going further. Jason, you have to, as soon as you get a chance.
I will see it within the week because I'm feeling much better, and I'll go see it soon. This will be a first for me because I'm going to see it by myself. So I never went and seen a movie in theaters by myself before. So
it's a nice time.
It'll probably
you
be
don't
a night
feel
too.
Alone because I don't know how it was when you went and seen it, Hope, but everybody was into the movie. It's like you, it's like you watching the movie with your friends. And also, I'll be going to see movies early as fuck. This movie was at 11. I call it 11:45. I ain't never seen this many people in the theater at 11:45. Part of me was like, okay, this must be a good ass movie. But the other part was like, God damn, now I come this early, so it ain't a bunch of niggas in here. Now, here, look at y'all.
Oh, that but I don't have to worry about because I live where I live, and ain't gonna be too many of us in there.
Yeah. No, it was a surprising amount of white people there. But everybody was having a good time.
Yeah, all the white people were there for Michael B. Baby Daddy. That's why I'm going mainly.
You won't be disappointed either.
Mm.
Say that.
He gonna get me pregnant. Just wait.
I appreciate how freaked out Ryan Coogler is too. It was a lot of coochie eating talkery in there. I was like, well, this is gonna get 5 stars.
You better not bring your kids.
He found that button, didn't he?
Yeah, oh my God. It was like old really black man did. Stuff in there. You find this dude looks like licking ice cream. And I was like,
what is that old black man's name? His real name.
Delroy Lynn.
That nigga was hilarious in this movie. I loved him every second that he was in there.
I think I shat myself.
Oh yeah, Delroy Lynn though, yep.
Yeah.
He was definitely that would have been me in that situation. I would have had shit running all down my legs.
Also, I feel bad for Cornbread. Of all the people in there, Cornbread was minding his goddamn business.
He really was. He ain't bothering nobody. This pissed me off. Why? I'm sorry, Jason.
Oh, you're fine. I'm going to see the movie regardless.
Why Cornbread go so fucking far away to piss? Nigga, you really just had to take like 5 steps away. Ain't nobody outside. Why is you walking the Green Mile to go pee? It's dark as fuck. That's the only. I was like, why is you all the way over there?
Also, that gentrified ass song. I caught that little 19% of me being like, pick for Robin Queen. The look on his face. What the? No, you take that down there to them other folks. Yeah, y'all watch the movie. It is amazing. But yeah, Jordan Peele has got a movie coming out. I love Jordan Peele. I'm very excited for that movie.
Is that the one you was telling me with Marlon Wayans?
Marlon in it. He's a football player, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a coach, I guess.
Him. Yeah.
Him. Yes.
And then you had Issa Rae drop one of those days earlier this year. That was a good key, like a good, just a good movie. Funny movie.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of stuff that I just genuinely appreciate. So shout out to Black Cinema, Black Cinematographers, people out there who are really putting in that work. I appreciate it because I love good stories.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is just funny to me because I've been on TikTok and I've been cackling real bad at these reviews. So the Kardashians and Jenners decided to collab with Crumble Cookie, which...
Oh, God.
For those that who fits. Have not had Crumble Cookie, it's just not it. They have some good cookies sometimes. Okay, I'm not a hater. I prefer Insomnia. Crumble don't be cooking they cookies. Speaking of flourless, Courtney's, whatever this is flourless. A flourless, sugarless, gluten-free, dark chocolate fudge pudding cake imitation thing. Okay.
Monstrosity.
I have not seen one person eat this who's liked it. Matter of fact, they like the Kardashians and hate that cake. I'm like, my girl Courtney, what does this bitch make? Immediate anger. It looks terrible. And it just looks wrong. It looks like, do y'all remember them TV dinners with the fudge thing?
What you call it? The like the kid cuisine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like the nuggets, the corn, whatever this other thing was that was over here. Mashed potatoes, something. I don't know whatever they were doing.
And then that one brownie where part of the corn juice spilled over into the brownie.
Oh yeah, her face is already...
Okay, yeah.
Let me mute myself because I can already tell I'm phenomenal.
Don't mute yourself. Can y'all hear
it? She can't even fake it.
What the hell?
Not horrible. Why that one thing? He looked like he was taking the Robitussin or something.
Yeah, like he just rebooted.
You ain't lying.
That's probably what it tastes like. Dark chocolate is already pungent in itself. Like, it's already a strong flavor. But to have no sweetening, nothing in it.
Dark chocolate is something you gotta eat in moderation. That shit damn near tastes like medicine.
I mean, it lowers your blood pressure.
It's good for you. It's actually, they tell you that's the chocolate to eat. Because it ain't over-sugarified, but...
Yep.
That's because that shit bitter as fuck. That's why.
You
eat this here bitter, non-sweet-ass chocolate.
And it looked like pudding. It don't even look like cake. I don't,
dark chocolate and eggs.
That kind of, you know what? I would have tried it just by looking at it. Because that shit looked a little bit like that cake, that chocolate cake from Matilda.
The Miss Trunchbull cake.
The Miss Trunchbull cake.
Yes, but the Miss Trunchbull cake,
it looked good.
I can't eat that cake.
Not even a baby spitting out the cake. Hold on.
Yeah, there was a video with the baby.
That baby's like.
Listen.
Not the babies, that baby, man. Look
pissed off. Wait, hold on. Let me do one more, y'all.
Did you spit it out?
Wow.
He's like, why would you do this to me?
She mad at it.
Betrayal. How dare y'all do this to me?
Like, what is this prank you pulling on me?
And the funniest thing about this is kids eat their own shit. So you know. You know some stuff got to be terrible. That's
crazy.
Kids eat shit, Legos, and sand. And they tasted that cake and was like, absolutely the fuck not.
I'm glad y'all warned me before I tried some shit like that. Because it looks good.
If you would have told me you were about to, I would have drove down there myself and snapped it out of your hand.
I wouldn't have told you. I would just sent you a picture.
As soon as he would have started, I would have did just like this. Go ahead, friend.
Ain't no good.
Next, speaking of being done and getting the fuck out of here, Pope Francis met Smoky Mascara Demon Bandit J.D. Vance and was like, I've seen enough. I've seen enough.
Really used the last breath of his life to tell J.D. Vance how terrible of a person he is and how much more compassionate they need to be. And they need to stop.
You ain't shit.
Johnny!
That is the real life.
Francis!
Do you know how much somebody gotta hate you to stay alive long enough? First of all, that was kind of cunty too. I'm not even gonna lie. The Pope died on Easter, nigga. He was like, I need to stay alive long enough to tell him that he ain't shit, and then I'm gonna just that's all he wanted to do.
So this truly is the end of the world. I understand now.
I said, my boy. Really just was like, just a few more minutes longer. God, just let me tell him.
Do you see, I think it was his, I want to say it was his sister, said that, people were saying, like, maybe he did something to kill Pope Francis or whatever. And she was like, I don't think my brother killed Pope Francis, but seeing as how he did have pneumonia at the time, my brother does seem to suck the air out of a room, so do with that information what you will. Yeah, he's known to suck the air out of a room.
Wow. Not J.D. Vance walked in there and that man started immediately hyperventilating.
Get the oxygen!
Nigga felt the presence of the Antichrist in there.
He do look a little demonic in the face. He just look. Ugh. Speaking of that garbage ass presidency, for those of you who have your loans in default, right now is the time to get as much paperwork as you can out in these streets. Try to get them in forbearance. Get them something else because they talking about garnishing wages.
Yep.
July. So. Go ahead. You know what? Be petty and go back to school, bitch. Because clearly there's a war on intellectually. What's happening, y'all?
I've also been seeing some stuff where people didn't know that they were back into repayment. Like they didn't get any notification or anything.
I didn't either.
No emails or letters. So they didn't know the payments were supposed to start. So nobody was making payments. And then the shit pops up like on your credit or you're in default now.
That's quite literally exactly what happened to me.
What happened?
And there's a letter that you can, I'll see if I can find it before this episode airs. So maybe you can put in a link somewhere, but there's a letter that you can send to dispute that. Cause that is quite literally exactly what happened to me. I didn't know anything, literally nothing. And they had my phone number. They had my old school email address, but that's kind of weird because they were based off of the Department of Education, so they should have had both of my valid email addresses. But whatever, they definitely had my phone number. And I get bot calls all the time. So if you're calling me and you leave a voicemail, I'm going to listen to it. But no, no one hit me, and then all of a sudden, 96 points. Whoop, gone. I said,
that's crazy.
Raggedy bitch. But there are methods around this, and I am hip to sharing information, so I will put that out there for you guys. Yeah, because fuck the system, and you're not going to play in our face.
Hello.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's just what it comes down to. Y'all want a war? Fine. You don't want a war with the middle class. We've said this before. You do not want a war with the middle class or the working class, because we are quite literally the people who keep this bitch afloat. So when you start fucking with us, you're going to find out exactly what that looks like. And God forbid people like Elon already sees that happening in real life, because look how much his shit is tanking. Look at Target.
71%.
Look at crazy, crazy. Look at Target. Look at Amazon. Look at all these other places. And while it's not, and you know, they're trying to save face, like, oh, it's not hitting, you know, it's not. Yeah, it's going to hit you eventually, because if that happens for a year, you're down dramatically from the year you had prior. So, yeah, y'all keep that. That's how you make the difference. The difference isn't just rioting and all this other stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for Nuck if you book. Buck, I'm team smoke all day. Air that bitch out. Sometimes you got to pop out. Okay. But that being said, the money is what counts. Take that dollar away from them. Take that dime away from them. And then they'll see.
Target had met with, who is that, Al Sharpton? I don't know what they finna try to do. They finna make one of them damn Bojangles commercials we were talking about last week.
Oh, God. They finna partner with freaking Hennessy.
They are.
Crown Royal.
Come on down to Target. Come on down to Target and get you a bottle of Green Apple Hennessy.
Are you tired of it? First of all, I love how they find the blackest ass people that they can in just commercials. Are you tired of being in the hood? Come and wash your hair down here. You're like, what the fuck? Like, it's just always overly exaggerated.
I told you, like, the other day when I was talking about how they like to get these regular, you know, commercials, and then that one commercial with the black people in it is the most urban thing you've ever seen in your life. I'm going to just say urban because that's how they're going to say it. But
what was that old commercial, that college commercial that had the light-skinned chick in it and she was up on the bridge?
That you know wasn't exactly Education what I'm Connection. Education Connection had a couple of different ones, because you had the one white girl, she made some bops.
Yeah, then the one guy in the parking lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Black guy I think it lot. May have been Education Connection.
It's like, I got two kids. I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it too. I'm like, oh God.
That's exactly how, I didn't even need no help, because my baby daddy, you know what? And now I got a license, because I'm a licensed practitioner, and now I can get a 2016 Honda. Girl, don't fuck with it. Education Connection.
Get connected for free. With Education Connection.
It was insanely wild. Also, I'm going to tell you who used to be bad about this. We talked about this on the show, too. McDonald's. I told you they had whole R&B commercials.
Boy, you brought up Mary J. Blige from the other day. I lost it.
Crispy chicken.
It's even worse, because was she, like, dancing on the table?
She was.
A crispy tortilla. She was singing her heart out, boy.
They said if you mention that to her now, she'll punch you in the face. They said,
I believe it.
Way in the past. Sis, what you mad for? You got a bag. You wasn't mad when they gave you that bag for them new boots.
Also, time was a little bit different then. I feel like looking back on some shit, can you imagine doing some shit like that? And looking back, she was like, ooh, that was some real Mr. Popo Jigaboo shit right there.
Speaking of Mr. Popo Jigaboo, let's go and run up in the next story. It I swear to God, it's like every 2 months a black person does some ignorant shit that just make me be like, I want to talk about Burlap Barney, aka Shannon Sharp, for a minute.
Oh, Lord.
So there needs to be a conversation that's had about this whole age limit thing, because everybody's like, well, she was legal. She was 19, and this nigga is in his 50s. And it's mid to late 50s at that.
I thought he was older than that.
No, he from Georgia. You know, that old black man syndrome. He can't help it. He's in it. But, sir, first of all, I never got race baiting that what do you call it? The race play. There we go.
Race play?
Race play. Because you got one time. Let me see them big nigger coochie lips. I'm swinging. First of all, she... friend, I'm swinging. It's not a conversation we had. What do you mean? But she was clearly super immature. Also, yep. I'm gonna come back into that. But I want to flip back to something else, because this, again, comes from him defending allegations of his sexuality. I'm going to talk about black people collectively now, okay? Specifically, the way the black community treats black men when it comes to homosexuality. You wouldn't mind if your son is a rapist. You wouldn't mind if your son is a murderer. You wouldn't mind if your son is a drug dealer. You wouldn't mind if your son is an abuser. You wouldn't mind if your son is a groomer or pedophile. But God forbid this nigga be gay.
I'm telling you. And they will sit there and defend, try to hide all those other things other than you being gay.
That's the one.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
You got to get out of my house with that. Don't come in here with that gay shit.
Yeah. But
everything else, this nigga just beat up a 72-year-old lady and stole her last $5. But that's fine.
Mama up there purging herself on the stand for you.
Right.
And she'll gladly do it. Yep. Mammy's 37. I don't give a fuck. He's still my son.
Not my baby. Your baby is 46.
And a terrorist. That nigga's a terrorist.
Keep that nigga in jail.
Yes. Don't free him. Matter of fact, stop saying free these niggas. They need to be locked up.
Some of these niggas need to be locked up. And I'm for prison reform, nigga, but some of these niggas need to be locked up.
For real.
But yeah, it's just like the constant need to like try to justify a reasoning why something... It's just like, baby, there's so many other things that are way worse that are, and let's put something right there. Is being gay worse? Is being gay bad? Let's start with that conversation, okay? It's exhausting at this point. It's exhausting at this point. But I say that to say, of course, those allegations come back around, and now we got this publicity stunt with the girl basically saying that she sexually assaulted him. And that's how everything came out. Now you got these text messages that were leaked, and you got this whole race play situation. I just, after put your big black baby in me.
Oh!
Put your big raccoon wide back cornbread chicken.
Wait, what is going on?
Banana Kool-Aid chicken loving.
Get that grape Kool-Aid nigga inside of me right now.
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute. Back up just a hair. I feel like I missed the whole lot of something.
Okay, let's get back into it, friend.
So Shannon Sharp then got in some controversy.
Again?
Did he get sexually assaulted, or did she sexually assault him? Because I don't even, from what y'all telling me, I'm not sure what's happening.
They say that he sexually assaulted her, but it's given, what was the contract? Didn't they have like an NDA or something? It was some shit going on, but she was much younger than him. Which again, that just creeps me out. I don't like that. And everybody, it'd be them weird niggas be like, but she was 18. And everybody is more concerned with the girl being white or whatever she is. I don't give a fuck about that. Be with who you want to be with. I could give a fuck less. Be happy. That's all I care about. Are you happy? Good. Mm-hmm. Long as you ain't hurting black people and you helping the progress move forward, love who you want to love. I tell anybody, I have never had an issue with black men dating white women as long as they're not putting black women down. You're entitled to like what you like. I don't give a fuck. It's yep. when you start degrading black women, that's when I have an issue. Especially when you fuck around and get a white woman. Get you an authentic white woman, okay? Get you one of them cocaine 70s white women with the hair flip. You get one of them. Don't get one of them Marys from Sinners, because then I might have a problem. What do you mean?
Wait. We ain't finna do that. More to come on that. But I don't necessarily agree with you, because Mary didn't seem like a bad person.
I didn't say she was. I didn't say she was, but she was clearly out of place. That 10% don't count.
She was definitely out of place.
What did we talk about? Can Drake's son say nigger?
She ain't called. Well, never mind. She did say boy a few times in there. I ain't like the way that boy came out, but never mind.
The one way she said boy made me holler so bad. Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, I said, oh. What? She was so confused. It was like, the white woman, she was, where, who? Bitch, I'm talking about you.
I want you to put a dog collar around my neck and choke me with it while you're fucking me. I know you missed this big juicy ass, 25K for each cheek. Only if you put that baby gravy in me, then I can do whatever I want.
Sounds like a setup to me, Nick.
To me. I want to put my tongue in your asshole and then marry you. That's my daddy. Fuck, I want you to put a big black baby in me. You better crave it, cause you're gonna be stuck with it for life after you put a big black baby in me.
Why did she repeat it? Like,
why the baby gotta be big?
You big black nigga ass.
Because she thinks she black wishing people are monkeys.
She wishing type 2 diabetes on that baby and he ain't even here yet.
Big baby in your arm.
Oh god, I might hit it. Oh.
You big all right
baby
over there?
Your arm. No. I'm going home.
Hey, baby, come on. Why are you not going to take my leg?
Take me
I'm
now.
Just saying. She was like, get black baby feed it. Grape Kool-Aid and watermelon and chicken. And
I don't know what to do
with this. Put it outside. Let it cut the grass or something.
I want that big black nappy headed. I was like, Shannon.
That was
big
that's,
black
that was
baby.
Gross.
This is embarrassing. I was like, this is embarrassing. But,
I don't be wanting to kink shame people.
No, I'm kink shaming.
But that's kind of gross.
I'm kink shaming. When it comes to race play, I'm kink shaming. I'm kink shaming. That's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I say at least about 10 times a week, we don't kink shame here. But mm-hmm. that one, we got to shame that one.
So she's saying that she was assaulted after sending messages like that?
Yep. Nah, that's why the big thing came up, because I don't know if she forgot that they had all this stuff recorded, or maybe she thought it was deleted because she deleted them from her phone, so they don't exist no more. But
that's
yeah.
some dumb 19-year-old
now
shit.
Now she's floundering because she got caught in the lie.
Shit.
She caught in the lie now. This ain't Snapchat. Bitch didn't delete itself.
She saw this big black Mandingo Donkey Kong looking ass nigga over there. And she wanted
Kong
his
baby
big black baby batter in me.
Want your mini King Kong and Donkey Kong to Mario Kart all through this pussy. I don't know what was said.
Probably not too far off. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put that big ghetto. Come on, black refrigerator. I'm sorry. Listen.
I hate you.
The black ghetto. I don't know what was happening. What I do know,
I can only imagine what was actually being said during the act of cheek clappage. He definitely let her say the N-word.
And she absolutely said
the hard absolutely. ER too.
Not even a question about it.
You like this big black nick, don't you?
Yes, nigga Bonnie.
Wasn't it just last year that one he went live and then forgot to turn his camera off after and went right into that?
Mama Michelle.
All this, and then and I say I bring up the gay part because there was another comment made about a month or so ago questioning his sexuality, and now all of a sudden this shit pops up. And it's just like, is this a stunt thing? Because then you turned around last year. Did he say that whole Michelle thing was like he admitted to that being like he did that on purpose or some shit like that? So, or it was,
I don't know that he did.
It was something along those lines.
First he said he was hacked, and then he just admitted, like, okay, I wasn't hacked. That was just an accident. It was
me. Yeah, I don't think he like admitted to intentionally doing it, but he wasn't hacked.
Yeah.
Because he was live before that and just forgot to turn it off.
Y'all ever been live on Instagram?
I don't be going live
with,
at all.
With all the steps that it takes.
No, I have not.
But I don't know about y'all. During the Super Happy Fun Adult Time, I make sure my phone is super far away from me.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they be listening to you, and you might say something. You might say something to trigger that bitch to call somebody. And ain't nobody got time for that. I don't want that bitch nowhere near me hearing nothing. Because you know Siri be activating for no good reason at all. She be like, yep, calling dad. What?
Yes,
no,
man,
I ain't tell you to call nobody.
Yes, King.
You dig it in me.
Calling King Jesus. Take me to the king. I'm just saying, like, it's, yeah. Ooh,
Lord, I don't want that bitch nowhere
I'm
near.
I'm a lying piece of...
This damn near perfectly segued into the actual topic of today, which is... Why is it so hard for us to find friends as adults? So I kind of wanted to start it off with a little bit of a study. So according to a study by Gallup in 2024, a survey made claims that 1 in 5 adults report feeling lonely most of the time. This highlights the ongoing challenge many adults face in forming and maintaining meaningful social connections. And the Surgeon General in the United States actually declared loneliness a public health epidemic, underscoring the importance. I didn't know that. Like, loneliness, the Surgeon General said loneliness is an actual epidemic. That's kind of crazy. A few other things that I was reading while I was looking at this is how loneliness actually affects somebody. Studies show lonely people are at a significantly higher risk for dementia and Alzheimer's. One study found loneliness increased the risk of this by up to 40%. That is insane. And it also got me thinking of, like, I don't have a whole lot of friends. And then as we get older, you do see the, like, these older people that be by themselves a lot of the time. And then we call them crazy because them motherfuckers do be a little bit batshit crazy. But
they ain't have nobody.
That's true. And it makes me feel a little bit different about that whole situation. But I do want to ask y'all, like, at what point in your adulthood did you realize you were having trouble making new friends? Or do you feel like you had that trouble in general? So,
I don't think there was ever a point where I was actively trying to until I moved to Wisconsin, because at the time that I moved here, other than my, you know, family that I had here, you know, I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And I have had several jobs, and like I said, I've maybe had 2, I would consider them acquaintances, because we don't ever hang out. We, you know, are social media friends at best. So, you know, that's only been the last, 8 years now. It's been, as far as I'm concerned, fine up until then.
Okay.
Because now I don't have a reason to physically leave my house other than responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And as introverted as I am, I still want to go out and do stuff, but now I don't really have, other than my kids and my wife, somebody could do things with. So, like I said, these last 8 years have been more of a challenge for me in that regard.
True, true. What about you, Hope?
So it's interesting for me because I think the older I get, I realize that while I have introverted tendencies, I think I may be more of an extrovert. I kind of come alive around people. I think it's kind of innate to who I am that I connect with people. So I think as long as I'm in the vicinity, I don't really have a problem making new friends. Which is one of the reasons that I opted to get back into the work field, like actually back in an office space again, because working from home worsened my depression. And I think it's great for people who are more introverted because you do have that peace of mind. You ain't gotta bother with nobody. But someone who kind of, like I said, I come to the realization that I enjoy being around other people. It kind of did explain why I started feeling like something so dramatic was missing. Because there was this very big part of myself that I had kind of just abandoned.
Huh.
And to Jason's point, you know, about moving away from home, you know, when you grow up in an area, you know, we make friends because of the people that we're around. That's why, you know, a lot of people struggle with friendships that they kind of grow out of, you know, your friends as kids or whatever, and then you grow up and then people change because you're just around this person. You're in the proximity of this person, and then, you know, things change, life happened, da-da-da-da. Anyways, I don't want to get off track. But what I'm saying is you kind of, when you grow up, you know, these are people you went to school with, these are people this, or you grew up in this neighborhood or whatever. I feel like making friends as an adult is different when you have more of an understanding of self. So being someone like myself, I don't find it hard per se. I just am a little more weary than what I used to be.
A little bit more guarded.
Yeah, a little bit more cautious. Back. So it's like, mm-hmm. I find myself, like I said, it's just in my nature to be a little bit more out there, but I'm still kind of like, you know, I don't want to, kind of like the conversation we had with Love not too long ago, I'm very protective of self. And it's like, I don't want to let you in if this is going to disturb my peace. If there's a chance that you're going to be a messy friend or you're going to, I just don't want to. So I don't find it hard per se. I just find myself being more cautious. I don't really want to give where I know that it won't be reciprocated.
In today's social climate, it seems like it's more of a hassle than anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100% true. That was going to be like my next question. Do you feel like it's different now just because we have different definitions of what friends actually are? Because when you were young, you really didn't have no, like, I don't know about y'all, but me. Like, as long as I was nice to you and you were nice to me, bitch. Hey, friend. This, in actuality, that really ain't your friend. As an adult, I can still be super friendly because I do think of myself as a super friendly person. But I'm very aware that these aren't actually like people that care about me or like my actual friends.
Yeah.
So this brings me to like, do y'all feel like those lighthearted friendships have a place or those acquaintanceships in your life? You get what I'm saying? Someone that you're not, probably someone I couldn't really depend on that much, but they're a good time to hang out with. Like, you ain't really my friend, but this is my friend.
Yeah, I get it. Like I said, I don't really have any, you know, friends here physically, but over the years, a lot of people I've met through a lot of the discourse that I'm in, especially Eric's Discord, a lot of them fall under that category. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a few of them that I would consider actual friends, but a lot of them are in the acquaintance area, and I don't really see it going anywhere other than that. They're peripheral friends, if you will.
I like that term. Peripheral friends.
But as far as them third parties, but as far as them, you know, having a place in my life, I'm fine with it. You know, I don't, I like it that way because I don't have to exert too much mental capacity in that, you know, area, because I can have it focused somewhere else where it's more needed. But, you know, it's like, I know this person in passing, so we say what's up in the hallway, you know. Except it's a digital hallway now.
Yes. That part. And when it comes to making friends, like, your work friends or your job friends, when you're friendly, it's super easy to get people to be, like, super friendly with you. And how do you get to a point where it's like, okay, maybe this is a little bit more than, like, work friendship. Like, we can actually be friends now. Because I don't think, and this is just my own personal experience, I've had very few successful after work friendships. Like, I thought we were friends while we were at work, but then you leave and bitch, I ain't heard from you for a month of Sundays. I messaged you. I don't hear nothing back. That type of stuff. It's like, we were cool while we were there, but now it ain't nothing. And it's like, damn, that sting a little bit, but I mean, I guess it is what it is. But how do you even go to transforming a relationship like that? Or do you even try? You just let it happen.
I think a lot of it comes from having a lot of common interests while you're at work, because other than work things, what do you talk to your coworkers about? And it's usually, you know, sports, where you came from, what you watch, what you listen to. And then somewhere in that, you'll find some common interest. And then if that interest is strong enough, it'll usually start to flow into out of work conversations. And then it just builds from there, in my personal experience.
When it comes to finding new people that you actually like, I actually want to go out and do stuff. There's a lot of like dating apps. You have Bumble, you have all this other stuff. You don't really have anything for friends. And if you have a hobby, like let's say people who go to the gym, you might find new friends at the gym. You do like painting classes. You might find new friends where you go painting or Pilates or whatever type of activities or hobbies you have. But what do you do when you have like hobbies that aren't necessarily inclusive to other people? Like, I just do my own little shit at home, but ain't nobody else. How am I supposed to meet people? Like, I ain't gonna find my man in the house. I know we ain't talking about finding your significant other right now, but
you could though. And it all starts somewhere. I think a lot of that, especially with the less inclusive activities that you do, I would say probably try to find an online social group that focuses on that activity, whatever it is, and then get a little more specific about it and look for people who do that specific thing in your area, and then you can find the common interest there. Because, I mean, y'all met over the common interest of the thing that you do.
That's true.
That's hard as hell, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's a little bit difficult.
It is.
Also, like, try to be social. I feel like I'm somewhat introverted. I can be super friendly, but I've also noticed that when you're friendly like that, sometimes it's like I'm just being friendly to be friendly. Like, I might not like you that much.
I'm just
being friendly, like, leave me alone. But yeah, I'm defeating my own purpose. Don't pay me any attention.
No, I get it. I mean, you know how to hold yourself in a social situation. I mean, all of us do. And that can also be misconstrued as being extroverted, which if you saw me handling myself outside of my house, you would assume that I was, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Be so ready to get the hell back in my house. That's why I be doing shit early in the morning. Because it don't be nobody out there but old people. And old people really don't be trying to talk to nobody.
Mm-mm.
That's a lie. Just say hey and keep walking to the motherfuckers. Because sometimes they really don't have nobody to talk to. And they'll sit there and talk to you for an hour.
They will.
All you was trying to do was buy some cereal.
I had an old guy one day. he took out a card out of his wallet and had a bunch of jokes on it and did a whole stand-up routine in the middle of the aisle by the cereal. This man ain't got nobody to talk to.
So, here's the thing. I'm going to be the standout in this conversation. I think that's what makes life's moments, that's that pop, if you will. I think the reality is, and this is a hard thing, this is something that I had to, again, being someone who was kind of just stuck in the house for, 5 years, it got to a point to where I realized I wasn't going to make friends inside. I wasn't going to meet my partner inside. I was going to have to take that step to put myself back out there. And that is terrifying, especially in today's world and reality, because it's not, things aren't what they once were. And I'm someone who likes, natural interactions. I just like, it has to flow. Like, I don't like things to be forced, because I'm not a fake it till you make it type of person. Mm-hmm. I can't. Not anymore. Maybe once upon a time, but I definitely can't do that anymore. Please, so it's garbage. It really is garbage, and people don't talk about it enough. It's like, just fake it till you make it. You know what? Absolutely not. I'm not going to be miserable. Or even the thought of feeling like I could potentially be miserable behind. It's not going to happen. But I did realize I had to put myself back out there. As far as going back to a question that you asked earlier about, you know, having friends in different places, I do categorize my friends. And it's not like any, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not like any ill meaning behind it or me being, you know, there's nothing to it. It just is what it is. It's not like a hierarchy. Like, I'm ranking my friends, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, there are people that I know that are more aligned with who I am as a person. Like, I know that I can pretty much talk to Atticus about anything because we're so similar as far as our core values that it kind of just, it works. And there's things that I could talk to him about that I can't talk to one of my other friends about. So there is like this, okay, there's, you know, there's this group of people, and then there's this group of people, and then there's this group of people. I mean, even the way I, you know, not per se interact, but like the way I give myself more to certain groups. And that's only because I know that I'll get it back with that particular person or those people. And it's not that I'm necessarily looking to always get something back, right? That's not what it's always about. But there does have to be, you know, an understanding of what's brought to this interaction between us. Because I don't want to be around somebody who's constantly taking and I get nothing. Like, and I'm not even talking about, like, you know, financially. I'm talking, like, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, like, I don't want to be around someone that's going to drain me. You know, there's got to be, what's the highlight moment? You know, the where's this balance? And if I start feeling imbalanced, I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta go. So I think, you know, knowing, you know, because you have your, okay, these are my friends that I'm going to go out with. I know I'm going to have a good old time. These bitches might be messy, so I'm never going to talk to them about my personal business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to tell you about my personal life. But y'all are key. Y'all are fun time. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Fun City Central. I'm going to have a blast with y'all.
They'll always be the ones, y'all never tell me nothing about you.
I never will, darling. And then, you know, you have those deeper connections. Like, if I had to, not per se put it in order, but I think of my friends like this. I have Addie and I have Dina. I absolutely would put Dina under Addie just because of the type of friendship that you and I have. that sounds real Shady Boots, but it's not Shady Boots.
I'll actually say that you are probably the only friendship, adult friendship that I had that even happened. Like, it was so bizarre. It was like the weirdest way to even become friends, but there was instantly like a connection. Like, I wanted to talk to you.
That goes back to Jason's thing with the old man with the cards, though. Like, mm-hmm. that thing, when something is
organic.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fake that thing when it just happens. When it happens.
Yep.
And I feel like you have to put yourself out there to know, you know, okay, this thing is a really cool thing. Yeah, we clicked. Like, I mean, we talked about this on the show, how we met, and like, it just was like click. It was like I can't explain. It was like just a switch, and it just mm-hmm. immediately worked. And you have to put yourself out there to be seen, to be heard.
Yep.
And that's hard to do because we live in a very digital era. And I'm not always a big fan of that. What's y'all thoughts on that? Like, what's your thoughts on, like, making friends in the digital world versus the real world? Because technically, the digital world is the real world to some aspect because you're dealing with real people, right? Like, do you feel like something is missing from the digital platform? Like, is there something that you feel like you yearn for from, like, a natural connection of just, like, meeting somebody at a coffee shop or at work or wherever? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like digital friendships are awesome. It's almost like having you have someone that you can almost always reach out to. But I also feel like digital friendships can be somewhat of a crutch, just because especially if there's not a whole lot else actually going around physically, if that makes sense. Some of the people I met online, I met the motherfuckers in like 2012, and I met a couple of them last year, met one this year, and I'm like, okay, these are actually like real, actual friendships. We've been knowing each other for a really long time. I like the digital aspect as a starting point for friendships. And then, you know, if you don't get that acquaintance phase, how can you know if that person can really be your friend in general? So I guess you kind of have to go through that. But I don't know. I like it. I just feel like it's a crutch sometimes because the real thing may not be there.
I would agree with that to an extent, because it's kind of just like when you meet somebody and you're dating and you're still in that dating phase versus when you guys first move in together. Because that dynamic is going to change regardless of how you guys were dating for however long you were doing it.
Yeah.
Because how somebody is at home is a lot different than when they are out in public dolled up and, you know, trying.
That's true.
Right.
And
he ain't coming up in
here. Yeah, it's different. It's different. But I feel like with that online relationship that you make with friends, it takes longer to get to that phase of who they actually are as a person versus what they're trying to show you, just because you're limited to very small increments of time with this person. And I feel like it is definitely a crutch to the extent of you can have a seemingly finite number of relationships with people. And the more you get, the less time you have to devote to any of them. And they all just become very fleeting after a while, just because you're too widespread and no one person has the emotional capacity for that many people, that many relationships.
God, that was perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that many relationships. I barely got enough. I ain't gonna say that. I probably got enough time. That shit is exhausting, though.
That's why a lot of the people you see me talking to in the discourse that we're in, a lot of them are just peripheral friends. If I didn't know you before, you know, I got in there, chances are we're going to be on a screen name basis for a very long time.
True. I think I only know a few people's names because they have people call them their their actual name.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I've met any one person from either of our Discords in person, you know, after meeting them in the Discord.
Like, I wouldn't mind meeting them, you know, to see if there was actually something else other than just, like, our online. It is a persona. It's a representative also.
True.
Almost that you're meeting.
It's like you got a YouTube channel. YouTube personality.
Mm-hmm. You don't know who it really, really is.
Yep.
Like you were saying, when your hobbies aren't necessarily inclusive of other people, try to find some type of support community around whatever that thing is and kind of go from there.
Yep. Like, one of the things, and I wouldn't really call this a hobby, but since I'm on dialysis 3 times a week, I look for dialysis support groups online, and I found a couple, you know, that are genuine people as far as I can tell, and, you know, have gotten some pretty good advice. No friends out of it, other than I have a brother that's in there who introduced me to some people, because I have an older brother who has kidney failure as well, but it helps to, you know, kind of put yourself out there into a bunch of different groups and see if you can make some connections in that way, especially if you have more of a trouble making those connections IRL.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always somebody out there who's into the same stuff that you're in.
Yeah,
that's why we on King Chain. Unless it's Shannon Sharp.
I also think that we have to know when there isn't a friendship. Going back to what you were saying about acquaintances and associates, like, some people are just meant to be just that. Like, it's never going to be on that personal level. You know, we're networking or we're this or we're that. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't dislike you. I like you, but it's just, that's not what this is.
Yep.
And I think you have to also have that understanding of that as well. Going back to, like I was saying, you know, categorizing my friends, who's, you know, who's this, who's what, who's this, who's what. There's people who are categorized like that in my life as well. Now, I do try occasionally just to, like, check on people in general, like, hey, how you been? Now, am I going to do this every week? No, girl. Absolutely not. But just to, hey, you know, every couple of months, how things going, how life treating you, you know, you good. But I think is in knowing that everybody won't be your friend. That's not everybody's role.
Yeah.
And not to sound cocky or arrogant, because that's most certainly not the case, but not everybody's worth your friendship either. A lot of the times we be lonely, and when you be lonely, you think you got a lot of options, but what is options without direction? What do you want?
You better be in here, preacher.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, like, you're looking, you're yearning for something, and it's just, it, like, and then we, oh my God, I didn't know my homegirl was going to do all that. The signs were very much there the entire time. You know, I didn't know my homeboy was going to holler at my old lady when we broke up. The signs were there the whole time. You just thought this was somebody that they wasn't. And that's why I said, just knowing.
Don't get too comfortable.
And I mean, the thing is,
producing an episode 11 hip hop right now.
And the thing is, you can get comfortable around the right people. You know your people. You can feel your people.
Uh-huh.
And it won't always be sunshine and gravy and grits. It won't. That's a part of being human and alive. We're different people. Me and Atticus are very similar, but we are also very different. So it's just like there is that yin to yang, but we are also two very separate people. So it's like, I can't really think of any times that we've had, like, major disagreements really ever. I feel like we're very good at communicating.
Yeah. That's that air sign thing.
Yeah, yeah, we talk.
It's easy to talk.
We talk. Jason's an air sign too. He's a Libra. He on the end of that Libra cuss, but he's a Libra too. So, like,
I love Libra people.
Yeah, he's a Libra too.
Libra people are literally my favorite people in the world.
That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's.
I don't even remember meeting you. That's how long I don't know.
It's been a very long time.
It's been a very long time. And I think it happened in middle school. But I honestly don't remember.
I remember in Beverly. No, it had to be before Beverly.
It couldn't have been.
No? So okay. Kelly Springs. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it had to have been Beverly. Yeah. It's been a long time.
That's about right, because y'all would be technically around the same grade level anyways, wouldn't you?
Oh, we've always been the same grade, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Jason got a late birthday, Eddie got an early birthday, so yeah, that clock's right.
Yep.
But that's what I'm saying. When it makes sense, it makes sense. But yeah, not everybody is meant to be a friend. You know, tread lightly. But have fun. Tread lightly. That is going to be it. Tread lightly, but have fun. The people that are supposed to be there will be there, and the ones that aren't, enjoy them for whatever fun and or lesson they're intended to give you in your life.
Tread lightly.
And regardless of what relationships you get in, remember that you still do not neglect yourself as an individual.
1,000%.
Don't force it. Let it flow.
Yep. Be your friend first before you be anybody else's friend.
If you can't love yourself.
I'm just saying, because why should you talk about me? She knew I loved him. I loved him. And now look at his on his face right now.
You know, we all know her.
Yes.
And then they'd be arguing on Facebook. No, because Keisha, you knew. And then Keisha said,
then you get all these anonymous Facebook posts.
Keisha sound like somebody uncle.
No, because let me tell you something, Veronica.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all, I'm done.
Why she sound like Mark Henry?
Because she already knew that I was.
Is that you, Shaq?
I didn't even fuck with that.
All right, why Tony. Does bitch sound like she was part of the cast of Sinners?
Sounded like Tony.
You leave Tony out of this.
I don't give a fuck. But all right, y'all. Y'all got anything else?
I think I'm good.
I think I'm good on this too. I'm glad I got to hear y'all's perspective a little bit on this. So, but we want to, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you so much, Smitty, for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Appreciate you every time. And we will see y'all next week.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.